Good evening. Here we are again on the cusp of the close of the day, pondering what the occurrences are or non-occurrences of things in our life, and looking forward to the developments of tomorrow. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, a semi-live broadcast from the deck of a rural cafe which overlooks the banks of the Ocklawaha River. Wide, cool, and deep, always on its way to further destinations somewhere south of here. I believe a lot of folks are at a crossroads between what God says and what they think, and then they tag "God said" on the end of their thinking, putting words in God's mouth to justify their own unscriptural stance. A bank teller handles lots of money every day. How do we think they learn how to tell a counterfeit from the real thing? Is it by handling a lot of fake bills? Actually, no. They learn to recognize the counterfeit bills by handling the real thing. And the more they handle the real thing, the more obvious the counterfeit is. Are we any different when it comes to the Word of God and hearing His voice? We learn to know His voice and understand Scripture not by looking at the lies and the liars, but by looking at the truth. And the more we handle the truth, the more obvious the lies get. In the same vein, we don't recognize spirit-killing religiousness or super-religious churches of that type by immersing ourselves in all that's dead, but by being part of what's alive, where the presence of God is. And the farther we get from religiousness, the more obvious and unattractive it is. This evening, there are two things to ponder: secular drift, how the world has invaded the church and we've allowed it, and the weight of secrets. There is a relief which comes when we stop participating in lies, stop propagating wrongness of character and hiding it in front of our peers so we appear righteous, but honestly, the weight of our secrets keep us bowed to the ground. What do I mean by secular drift? In your mind, what do you imagine by that term? Take a moment and imagine with me. See yourself standing by a calm lake in the early morning before the sun comes up. It's just getting light. There is a stillness over everything that's intoxicating. From the lake begins to rise an ever so faint mist, and the air starts to move ever so slowly from the lake to the shore. As you're standing there, drawn in by the serene beauty of the landscape, you don't really give attention to the mist, which has gotten thicker around you. Suddenly, your eyes see that the landscape has become obscured, and now all you can see is a few yards in any direction because the once faint mist has gotten thicker. You are in the midst of it, and by now it is thick enough that your skin even feels damp. Before you know it, the mist has drifted in, and you are in the thick of it. The world and its godless ideas have invaded the church in a similar fashion. We are often swept away by lesser problems, a mere crumb tossed to us by the enemy of our souls in order that we don't address our own permissiveness. We don't read God's Word, but prefer to read a book about the book, the Bible, which is God's exclusive counsel and revelation for righteous life, hope, and salvation. We don't notice the heart postures we have adopted in order to just get along in society, thereby losing our grip on what is right and wrong and where our real focus should be. Secular drift has clouded our reasoning and thinking, and many no longer see a clear path to Christ like they used to. Come, go with me, lend me your ears, and I'll be right back.